Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Sikkim, West Bengal, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. During his visit, he will inaugurate, dedicate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth more than 70,000 crore rupees. In Sikkim, the Prime Minister will participate in the Sikkim at 50, where progress meets purpose and nature nurtures growth program. He will also lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects in the state and address the gathering on the occasion. Later, Mr. Modi will visit West Bengal, where he will lay the foundation stone of city gas distribution project in Alipurduar and Kuchbihar districts. In a significant step towards uplifting marginalized communities through education, Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, has awarded scholarships to four outstanding students from the Puroix community. Under the scholarship, each student will receive a scholarship of Rs 7,000 in recognition of their academic excellence in the Class 10 and Class 12 board examinations. The awards were granted from the Governor's Excellence Awards Corpus Fund, established specifically to support educational advancement within the Puroic Welfare Society. While approving the scholarships, the Governor expressed his hope that this small yet significant gesture would serve as a beacon of encouragement for other young learners from the Puroic community. Women and Child Development Minister Dasang Lupul chaired a comprehensive district review meeting with the administrative of Dibang Valley today. In a social media post, Minister Pool informed that the meeting discussed key opportunities and challenges shaping the future of this strategically vital district. In the meantime, the minister has urged the public to continue working together to transform Dibang Valley into a model of resilience, innovation and inclusive development. Social activist Jumda Yomgam Gamlin has been awarded the Padma Shri for her sustained contribution to social reform and de-addiction efforts spanning over three decades. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the honor yesterday in recognition of Gamlin's commitment to community-based initiatives that have transformed lives, particularly in the Upper Siang district. A zonal-level seminar commemorating the 300th birth anniversary of Punya Shlok Maharani Ahilya Bai Holkar was successfully organized in Bomdila today. The seminar witnessed enthusiastic participation of nearly 350 delegates from women self-help groups, panchayat leaders and social workers, making it a landmark occasion celebrating women's empowerment. The highlight of the seminar was the felicitation of several women achievers from the district, recognizing their invaluable contributions to society. The Meteorological Center of Itanagar has forecast yellow alerts over 20 districts in the state. These districts are very likely to receive thunderstorms with lightning and heavy rain at isolated places over the next 24 hours. The Cabinet Committee of Economic Affairs has approved the increase in the minimum support prices for 14 kharif crops for marketing season 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the government has increased the MSP of kharif crops for the marketing season 2025-26 to ensure remunerative prices to the growers for their produce. The Cabinet has also approved two multi-tracking projects across Indian Railways in Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh. The all-party parliamentary delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha reached Jakarta, Indonesia, today as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. The delegation has so far visited Japan, South Korea and Singapore as part of India's global outreach against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. The Indonesian side conveyed that they condemned terrorism and believe in dialogue to solve problems. They supported India's zero-tolerance approach. In Panama, the all-party Indian delegation headed by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor held a meeting with the Panama Assembly President Dana Castaneda. During his meeting, Mr. Tharoor said that India had no interest in starting a war but felt that a terrorist act must not go unpunished. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.